Spirit, Holy Spirit. Speak through me, O Lord, and use me, O Lord, so that, Father, your children may be edified. Your children may understand your heart and live according to your will, O Father. And we give you thanks, O Lord. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable to thee, my rock and my redeemer. And all God's people said, Amen, Amen, and Amen. It's so wonderful to be in the presence of God. Amen. It's so wonderful to be in the presence of God. And our church, we are meditating on the epistle of John. This is the third message what I am giving on the epistle of John. Now let me ask you something. How many of you have read this letter? How many of you have read this letter? Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you know that we are doing series on this word in the church? How many of you? I will request you in the name of Jesus. Please, before you come, read the scripture and you will understand what I am going to teach. In emaithe devudu manaki edaithe upadeshinchabo prakatinchabo you will understand it very clear. Amen. You know, when I was small, I used to go to school. Before the new lesson starts, my teacher will say, tomorrow we are starting the lesson. Please read the lesson and come. This is your homework. Next day when you come to the class, the very first thing teacher will ask, how many of you read the lesson? Some people used to read, some people were lazy like me. And I was punished. Because that is what happens in the class, right? When you don't listen to the teacher, the very first thing is you are punished. And we have to stand, the whole period we have to stand and listen to the teacher. That was the punishment. So to avoid the punishment, what we used to do is we used to prepare ourselves. Not only that, when we prepare and come, we will be in a very good frame of mind to understand, to pay attention, to listen, and we will be good. Whenever I used to read the lesson and come, I will understand my teacher very well. When I write the test, I would score good marks. Now, how many of you want good marks when you stand in the presence of God? We all want good marks, right? So what you have to do? You have to do some homework and come. So please, you know, we are doing this epistle of John. We are in the second chapter. I want you to read, understand. Then you will know what God is going to speak to us. Amen? Amen? Now see, in my two previous messages, there was explanation. How the Trinity works and how God speaks to us and what is the message what John is trying to tell us. You know, John is a very good disciple of Jesus Christ who stood by Jesus at the time of crucifixion. All the disciples, all the 10 disciples, they ran away, but only John was with Jesus. Only John was with Jesus, and Jesus called John and said, you know, John, look at my mother. She's my mother. Who is Jesus' mother? Mary. And John was Jesus' disciple. And he looked at the mother and says, Mom, from now onwards, he's going to be your son. And he looked at John and John said, John, now onwards, she's your mother. You know, in the Bible, when you read, the feminine gender, you know, the woman, whenever Bible speaks. The woman represents the church. The woman represents the church. Whoever is close to Jesus, he gives the responsibility to those people to take care of him. And who was near Jesus? John. And Jesus said, John, take care of him. When we are close to Jesus, we will listen to Jesus what he says. ఏంటండి యేసులో ఉన్నట్టు మాట మనకు బయలుపరుస్తుంది, కానీ మనం ఎక్కడ ఉండాలంట? యేసు దగ్గర. వి హావ్ టు బీ హియర్ జీసస్ క్రైస్ట్. వెన్ క్రైస్ట్ వాస్ క్రూసిఫైడ్, ఇట్ వాస్ నాట్ ఈజీ ఫర్ ద డిసైపుల్స్ టు బీ విత్ జీసస్ క్రైస్ట్. Because there was so much of disturbance, political disturbance. And this disturbance happened because of Jesus Christ. And whomever they see with Jesus, what they will do? They will arrest, or they will hurt them, or they will kill them. That's the reason, you know, Peter very clearly says, I don't know this man. Who is this man? I don't know. Because he was afraid. The moment he says that, I know this man, he will be arrested. And he never wanted to be arrested. And he says, the best way to escape is denying who is this man. We are there. Many of us are like Peter. Many of us are like John. Some of us are having two characters in us. I have a character of Peter, and I have a character of John. When I'm emotionally disturbed, when I am down, I become like John, very close to God, because I want him to help me. But when I am all right, see, when I become like Peter and saying that I don't know Jesus, who is Jesus? We have this character. But you know, here this man who walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, touched him, and felt his presence. He says, let me say to you that he is God. Jesus is God. Yesu Christe Devudu. Ritvamnu ye vidhanga telupadu. How he is explaining about the Trinity. You know, last week, I explained to you about Trinity. But the Trinity, what I have explained, I was talking to my daughter. I said, you know, I don't know how many in the congregation understand my preaching. He says, Dad, why you say like that? I said, see, from outside, it's on the internet. Our messages are on the internet. From outside, from India, people hear and they call me and they say, that Pastor, on this particular example, we want you to elaborate that because we are unable to understand what you're saying, and that's true, because there were two things what I have to explain to you, but I explained only one. I said, my people, they don't get this. When they don't get, then I have my own thoughts, right? Why they are not asking questions like other people? I think about it. You know, last week I told you that the Trinity, I explained to Trinity with a diamond. How many of you remember? Diamond. Anybody remember? Diamond, right? Put the diamond and draw a triangle. Right one side, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. From three sides, when you look to the diamond, and when there is a sun rays on that, from three sides, it has a three different colors. Right? You'll see this three different colors, but one diamond. Now, this is a modalism. Trinity is not a modalism. Now, what is modalism? Like, for example, take water. Okay? Water can become vapor, right? Steam. And water can become a solid, which is ice. Correct? These three can become Same. From water it becomes. But these three cannot be one at one time. These three cannot be one at one time. If there is a water, there is no vapor and there is no ice. It's only water. If it is ice, then there is no steam. It's only ice. If there is a steam, then water is evaporated, then ice is not there. You get my point? This is mortalism. Trinity is not mortalism. These three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they three are one. The three are one. If there is a steam, there is water. If there is water, there is ice also. You get my point? Right? Then we need to understand. No, you need to understand. This understanding will come to you when you constantly read Bible and start meditating. You know, I tell my children, and I'm telling you also, when you watch a movie, you're watching a movie, and after watching a movie, he says, behind the scenes. Correct? Behind the scene, that means how this shot was completed. During this shot, what happened, he gives you behind the scenes. You get me? Then you'll say, oh, this shot was so hard. Okay, this shot has taken about 10 shots to complete one shot. Then you have understanding. In the Bible, there are no behind the scenes. What is behind the scenes in the Bible? When you meditate in the presence of God, when God opens your mind to explain to you what happened during this time, what happened during this dialogue, what I am trying to tell you, what is the inside of this dialogue, what is the meaning of this dialogue. You get my point? That all comes when we sit and meditate. God opens our mind. God opens our thinking. God speaks to us. God explains to us. Because God wants to explain. You know, God who has secrets. God who has secrets wants to explain to us because we are His children. God doesn't want to have any secrets. Once again, let me tell you something. When a husband and wife has secrets, the relationship is broken because they don't trust each other. And God doesn't want this. God wants us to believe Him more than anybody in this world. Therefore, He says, no secrets between you and me. I will reveal everything to you. I will give you wisdom. I will give you understanding. Only thing you need to ask me. Only thing you need to spend time with me. Only thing you need to sit in my presence, with me, alone. You know, the beauty. Mark chapter 4, when you go two times it is written. Jesus is speaking to His disciples and He says, they were left alone. What it's written? They were left alone. Alone. Let me tell you. Let me take it. Mark chapter 4, you will find when Jesus is giving them instructions. This is 10th verse, 4th chapter, 10th verse. When He was alone, now see, very careful. When He was alone, the 12 and the others around Him asked Him about the parable. He told them, when He was alone, see, we need to catch Jesus when He's alone. Okay? To get the secrets, you need to sit with Jesus. He would love to speak to us. And again, in the same chapter, he says, you know, in the same chapter, he says that when he was alone, he said to his disciples, in the same chapter, verse 34. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything. You want to learn Bible? How many of you want to learn Bible? Tell me. Very serious. How many of you want to learn Bible? Praise the Lord. How many of you know to catch Jesus when he's alone? Amen. When he was alone, he explained to them the inside of the Bible, the inside of the mysteries of God. God wants to tell us the mysteries. God wants to tell us the mysteries, the secrets, the hidden things which is in the dark. Only God knows. And he wants to reveal to us. He wants to reveal to us. And you should go to him. You should go to him. You go to him, and that's the reason the word of God says, seek. When you have to seek, when you can find him. Seek him when you can find him. That means you will not seek him all the time. You will not get him all the time. Okay? So, God wants to. And you know, when I was talking about this Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they have three characters in them. It is individual, independent. Individual and independent. That's the reason I said there's no mortalism. Ice, steam, and water is mortalism. When I told you about the diamond, it's a mortalism. But here, Trinity, the three are separate but in one person. The three are separate but in one person. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father is intellect. Father has his emotions, and Father has his will. Okay? Now when you go to Son, he's intellectual, Son has emotions, and he has his free will. When you go to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit is intelligent, Holy Spirit has emotions. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do you read that verse in the Bible? Right? Atmanu dukkha parishuddhan. There's a spirit. It speaks about the emotions. And Holy Spirit has his own will. These three are different, but in one person. These three are different, but in one person. Whatever, for example, let me tell you, the will of God. The will of God that he has created whole earth. And when you see Son of God coming, he's praying that if it is thy will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, it is not my. That means I have a will. I have a freedom to reject and to accept. But I give my will into your hands. We talk about the gifts of the Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will give to each and every person as he pleases. The gift of the Spirit is from the Holy Spirit. Atma varamulu parishuddhaatma icche varamulu. Ayanaku evariki em iyalo istunanta adi mana chethlo ledu entandi ippudu. For example, if he wants to give me healing, he will give me healing. If he wants to give me If he wants to give somebody prophecies, he will give prophecies. It is not up to me. It is his will. And therefore, Jesus says that you have not chosen me, but I have chosen. That is the will of the Son. These three people work together in one person. John explains to us. So, you know, John is talking to us that what I have heard, what I have seen, you know, I'm telling you, the Word, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the same Word has become flesh and dwelt among them. John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. And John chapter 1 and verse 3, he says, in that Word, and that light was the life of this world. And John is explaining in first episode. He explains us, whoever is in the light is with Jesus, but whoever is in the darkness is not with God. But if you say that I am in the light and walk in the darkness, you deceive your own self. It's chapter 1. But he says, if you come and confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins. Now, let's go to the second chapter. Let's go to the second chapter. And I want you to read the first two verses. Second chapter and first two verses. 1 John, second chapter. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. God, now John is addressing to us. Now what John is calling us is children. Manani em antundandi na priyamainatvanti biddalara anju. He would have been 2,000 years, right? So if he calls us children, that is correct. He's not calling us grandchildren or great-grandchildren. But he's calling us children. And he says, my children, I am writing to you. What he says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. You should not sin. Why is he writing that we should not sin? That means we should not make any mistakes. We should not miss the mark. We should not miss the mark. Now, you know, 1982 or 84, there was Olympics going on in UK. That is in London. And I very well remember this long sprint lady. You know, she was in a race. Zora Butt. Her name is Zora Butt. You can Google and see. Zora Butt. And she was running. Okay, she was running. Marathon, she was running. She was leading everybody. She was leading everybody and running. And after the last lap, you know, she entered into the stadium. Now, once you enter into the stadium, you have your tracks. You have to run in your tracks, right? You have to run in the tracks when you are doing the running. You have to be in the track. You cannot change the track. That was the rule. You know, I don't know which race she was running. And she has to be in the track. Now, as she was running, she was leading everybody. She was first. But you know what happened? At one point, she has crossed the track. What she did? She crossed the track. She was leading. She lost her sheep. Missed the mark. That is the meaning. Sin. Missing the mark. Doing something wrong. Right? Not listening. Not paying attention. Doing our own stuff. My little children, I'm writing this to you. What is the reason why John is writing to us? That we should not miss the mark because we are in the race. We are in the race. That's what Paul says, that I have finished my race. He says, I have finished my race. I have won the race. I have a crown. Not only for me, but everyone who runs this race will get a crown. That's the beauty of God. The beauty of God is there is a crown for everybody. How many of you want crown? Praise the Lord. Don't miss the mark. Okay? Don't miss the mark. Go and Google it, what I'm saying. Zorabat 1984 or 82, the World Olympics. Okay? Now he says, my little children, I am writing to you that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, that means it is not possible for us to be sinless. If we have to be sinless, మనము పాపము లేకుండా మనము జీవించగలిగితే మనం దేవుళ్ళం. ఏంటండి మన లోపల, ఇఫ్ వి డోంట్ హ్యావ్ సిన్ దెన్ వీఆర్ గాడ్. అండ్ పాల్ ఈస్ రైటింగ్ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్లీ. హీ సేస్ దట్ ఇన్ ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ రోమన్స్ హీ సేస్ వి హ్యావ్ ఫాలన్ షార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ బికాస్ వి ఆల్ హ్యావ్ సిన్ అండ్ కమ్ షార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. వై వి హ్యావ్ ఫాలన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రెజెన్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్? బికాస్ వి హ్యావ్ సిన్. We missed the mark. We have missed the mark. So there is a tendency, there is a nature in us that we will do something wrong in our life, and we are doing. You know, every day we do something wrong. How many of you say yes to this? Knowingly, unknowingly, we do things wrong. It happens with me. Just because I'm a pastor, it doesn't mean to say that I'm very perfect. No, no. I am a human first. Little children, I am writing to you that you may not sin. But if you sin, what it says? If you sin, okavela meeru paapamu chesinatlayite leka okavela meeru margamu tappipoyinatlayite okavela meeru devuniki dooram ayipoyinatlayite okavela devuniki ishtam lenatundi panlu meeru chesinatlayite, if you have done something wrong, it says, worry. What it says? We start worrying, right? I am an ordinary person. I don't know anything about medical. If I have a disease, if I worry about my disease, can I heal my disease? Can I heal my disease? I cannot heal my disease because I don't know how to heal my disease. I am not a doctor. I am not a medical person. I cannot do it. If we sin, sin is like a disease in our life, and we are not doctors. No one is doctor to cure sin in his life. Can you say amen? This is the truth, right? Is this not the truth? How many of you can cleanse your sins? There are people who long to cleanse their sins. కొంతమంది ఉన్నారండి వాళ్ళ పాపాలు కడుక్కోవచ్చు అంటారు. They can cleanse their sins. Karma. We talk about karma. What is karma? What you do, what will come. If you do good, it will good. Right? There are people who think that they can wash their sins and come. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 2. We are going to come back, but let me take you to Jeremiah 2. You're there with me? Say amen. Jeremiah 2 and verse 22. Irmiah 2 adhyayamu 22 vachanam. Jeremiah 2, 22. Irmiah 2, 22. Although you wash yourself with soda and use an abundance of soap, the stains of your guilt is still before me, declares the Lord, declares the mighty God. What are we doing? We are trying to wash. With what? Chiga. Sabbu betti, soda betti. Entandi battalu uthukinattu uthukonikanta. You know, by doing good things, you are not going to earn eternal life. By doing good things, you are not going to earn salvation. Salvation is a gift of God. Eternal life is a gift of God. You cannot and I cannot earn it. We You cannot earn it. You cannot cure yourself. But you know, Isaiah chapter 1 gives us beautiful explanation. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. Yeshaya modata adhyayamu 18th vachanam chestunna. Come now, let us reason together. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. Verse 18. Come now, let us reason. The word reason in Hebrew is yakah. Y-A-K-A-H. The meaning of yakah is jurisdiction. Let us go to court. Where you do your argument? Where we do the argument? In the court. So the word of God is saying, let us go to the court in front of the judge and let us argue our case. That is the meaning, I'm telling you. Let us go to the court. Let us stand in the presence of the judge and let us argue our case. If you lose your case, when you lose your case, still I will pardon you. Say amen. That is the meaning of the verse. That is the meaning of the verse. He says, if you lose your case, we are going to lose our case because we have sinned against God, right? We don't have anything good in us. If you are found guilty and if you are punishable, I will pardon you. But if you are obedient, what he says? If you obey, you will eat the best of the land. In other words, if you can. So John is saying, my little children, I'm writing to you that you will not sin. If you sin also, we have. Now let's come to this. We have. Let's go to John. Chapter 2. But, he says, you see, there's a but in between. I write to you, you should not sin. Will not sin. But, if anybody sins, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, that is Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the anointing sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Not only for us, but for the whole world. Now, there are two words which you need to understand. Okay, there are two words. And if you put this spelling on the screen, propitiation, P-R-O-P-I-A-T-I-O-N. I want you to write your notes. If you are taking your note, let's make this word, propitiation, P-R-O-P-I-A-T-I-O-N. Yes, you have there, right. My little children, these things I tell you, right? Advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, and he is the chin. Now, to explain this word, I need... Because I would love to explain to you, understand this word. I want to come here. And I want Dina and Deep. Here? Okay. Now, you imagine that she's Jehovah. And he creates, correct? he created. And Joel is Adam. Joel is Adam. Okay? Joel is Adam. Now, God created Joel in his own image. Right? And God created Joel for himself. So Joel belongs to God. Get me? Joel belongs to God. Now, who is Joel? We are all Joel. Okay? We are all Joel. Now, Joel belongs to God. And when God created, Joel saw God. He says, wow, God is good. You know, he created me. He gave me everything in the Garden of Eden. And I'm enjoying. All of a sudden, Joel gets a wife, Eve. Now, this man, instead of looking to God all the time, as soon as he got his wife, you get me? He started looking to his wife. Now, he was supposed to teach his wife and tell him that he is God. So, therefore, we belong to him. We belong to each other. But together, we have to see God. So, when he started looking at his wife, and wife looked at him, they were lost in their love. The fourth person was watching him. Fourth person was watching this. Who is this? I got it. Let me go and get this from God. Grab. He grabbed. It's true. That's true. Fall from the presence of God. They were thrown out of Garden of Eden. Remember very carefully when you read third chapter. In the second and first and second chapter, there are no thresholds and thorns. The word thorns and threshold. Gatcha podalu gani munla podalu annatvanti mata modati adhyayam rendu adhyayam lopati ledu moodo adhyayam lopatne undi. Ekkada undantandi moodo adhyayam lopati. What is the meaning? Paul says, I have a thorn in my flesh. You get my point? So, this man is out. When this man was out, the fury of God, the anger of God raised. The anger has come to God. Because God created him in his own image. Out of him, wife has come and they belong to God. But somebody comes and snatches from God. God was angry. Because God wants to get them back. Because he created them. Get me? How to get him? It's a question. He's angry. God is angry. Now, imagine two friends, very close friends. But because of one girl, these two are in friction. You get me? What happens? The friendship is good? Huh? You see movies, right? You should know what happens. They are not good, so the third person comes to compromise. Correct? The third person comes to compromise. Now here, when we have sinned and gone away from the presence of God, anger of God is there. But somebody should come to take anger. Turning the anger away. If they have to turn the anger away, they have to satisfy what he needs. You understand? Right? They have to satisfy, to take the anger, they have to satisfy. So who comes? Who comes? I can. Because that's the plan. God says, nobody can bring these people to me. God, a sinless person has to be exposed. And everyone has sinned against me and fallen short of my glory. Who will bring these people to me? Who will satisfy my anger? And there was a meeting, Trinity meeting. What meeting? Trinity meeting. Father, Son. Father said, my son, you have to go and die for humans, because there is no righteous person on earth. Never they will come to us. But if you go, things will happen. And Jesus said, yes, I will go, shed my blood, I will die. I will die. So when Jesus had come, Jesus was the perfect example, perfect person to turn the wrath of God away. The anger of God can be satisfied only through the blood of Jesus Christ. Turning the wrath of God or satisfying the anger of God. What is the meaning of propitiation? What is the meaning? Thank you very much. What is the meaning of propitiation? Offering to satisfy. Okay? Offering to satisfy an anger of offender. God has been offended by our sins. And Jesus comes here and stands between the bridge. And he says, I'm going to build it. Let me die. Romans 3rd chapter and verse 25. Romans 3, 25. You're there, say amen. You're there? God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement. Who presented Jesus? God himself. That's the reason I said, know the Trinity, how they work. God presented his son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice of atonement, as a payment, ransom, payment, atonement, payment, right? Because they have to be paid to be released from the clutches of Satan. They have to satisfy the wrath of God. The wrath of God will be satisfied through the blood of Jesus Christ. And the ransom will be paid to be released. Julius Caesar, he went to some island and the pirates arrested him. They have taken Julius Caesar. Now this man has to be released. Politically big man, right? At that time when he was alive. So what they did is they have to pay 50 shekels ransom to release this. The moment you pay the amount, this man will be released. Okay? Jesus paid the amount for you and for me. It is not the amount paid in silver and gold, but it is paid through his blood. It is paid through his blood. మనము అక్షయమైనటువంటి వస్తువుల చేత కొనబడలేదంటే మనము అమూల్యమైనటువంటి యేసు రక్తంలో పట వి హావ్ బీన్ పర్చేస్డ్ ద బ్లడ్ ఆఫ్ జీసస్ క్రైస్ట్ గాడ్ హాస్ సెంట్ హిస్ సన్ ఎ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఆఫ్ అటోన్మెంట్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఆఫ్ అటోన్మెంట్ హి హాస్ సెంట్ హిస్ సన్ through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. Beautiful. That means before the death of Jesus Christ, who were waiting for Jesus, were also saved from Adam till Jesus. Whoever was waiting on him, they were saved. Blood of Jesus Christ. And we who are after the death, burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, whoever looked to him, we be saved by the Christ Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why, you know, many times when people come to church, when they don't take part in communion, my heart grieves. My heart cries. Lord, how can I explain the word of God to my congregation? By going away from this place, they are rejecting you, not understanding that the forgiveness of sins are only in Jesus Christ. Yesulo matrame manaku akshamapana. We cannot reject the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which has been shed for us. Idu cheyinappudu ella nannu gnapakam chesukuntunna. Whenever you do this, remember me. If somebody takes the communion in the evening, they don't want to take in the morning. If somebody takes in the morning, they don't want to take in the evening. I don't understand. Jesus said, whenever you do, remember. Oh, this morning you remembered, and this evening you don't want to remember what he has done. That is our understanding. That is our understanding. If you can hold him when he's alone, you will understand the word of God. If you know the truth will set you free. And the truth is Jesus. సత్యమును ఎరిగినట్లయితే సత్యము మిమ్మల్ని స్వతంత్రులుగా చేయును. ఆ సత్యము యేసుక్రీస్తే. The truth is not your wife, your husband, your children. The truth is Jesus, who died for you and for me, who sacrificed. My little children, I write to you so that you will not sin. But if you sin, remember that we have a Savior. A Savior who came into this world to give his life as a propitiation. A Savior who died for you and for me, so that we will be clean in our life. Don't try to wash your sins. We will be foolish. Come, let us argue our case. If you lose, even then, I will wash you, make you perfect. This is the promise of God. Let's bow down. Friends, this evening, the word of God is so clear to us. John is saying that I write this so that you will not sin. But if you sin also, if you do something wrong, we have our Savior, Jesus Christ, who paid the price for our sin. And the price is the precious blood of Jesus. He always speaks to the Father and defends our case. Jesus is the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He has ransomed. He paid the price for us. He redeemed us, my friends, from our sins. Not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. This evening, as we come into the presence of God, let us search our hearts. Let us look into ourselves. Manan manam okasari parikshinchukundam. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. There are many wicked ways in me, O Lord, to take those things away from me this evening. Right now, O Father, I pray. నన్ను పరీక్షించి పరిశీలించు, నాలో ఉన్నటువంటి ప్రతి ఆయాసకరమైనటువంటి విషయమును తీసివేయి ప్రభువా, తీసివేయి తండ్రి. రాత్రి మై ఫ్రెండ్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ సే దట్ సర్చ్ మీ అండ్ నో మై హార్ట్, ట్రై మీ అండ్ నో మై థాట్స్ అండ్ టేక్ ఎవ్రీ ఈవిల్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ, రేజ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్, లెట్ మీ ప్రే ఫర్ యూ. Raise your hands wherever you are. I want to pray for you. Because God wants to bless us. God wants to bless us. Amen. Father, I come to your presence and give you thanks for your word which has come. Thank you for the hands raised, Father. As they recommit themselves, O Lord, bless them and use them mightily for your service. Thank you for the assurance and for the clear word of God which has come to us. We thank and praise you. I bless them, O Father, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I also thank you for using me and speaking to me, O Father, to me. I am no good, O Father. You know me, O Lord. I come and stand in thy presence with my brothers and sisters. And I just ask you, let there be healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord's table is open for us.